so much fun. Now, the sword is Post-Lauren coming by.
Hello, Post-Lauren.
Hello, said the driver. And my one, peep, peep!
Did he blow his horn?
Yes, went, peep, peep! Peep, peep! Peep, peep!
Why did he do that? Is it somebody in his way or was he just saying hello?
He's saying hello to you. What's that? Are you your friend?
Oh, right. I'm friendly with the postman, all right.
Yeah.
That's nice. Right, is she ready for breakfast, Tom?
Dad, I love you so much.
Did he?
The whole world.
He said that to me?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Let me give you a kiss instead.
Thank you.
Are you the driver at the bow tie?
No.
No?
No, I'm a driver. No, I'm a driver. You're my friend. Hop in my post lorry.
That's what I mean. Are you the driver of the post lorry? Oh, well, I don't mind that then. If you're saying you're my best friend. Shall I have a kiss?
You want to hop in my post lorry?
Yes, just a second. It'll take me a while to get up the steps. Oh, there we are. I'm in.
Thanks.
Just let Birdie out for us.
You hopped in?
Yes, I've hopped in. Oh, I don't think the back of the post lorry's closed off. Shall I get out and close it and get back in again?
Yeah.
Okay, down from the cubicle. Right, so I'm walking around the side. Open the door. Just check there's nothing in there that there shouldn't be. Yeah, everything's fine, right. Doors are secure. Right, I'm back in. Off we go. Birdie's gone out now.
Dad?
Birdie's gone out.
Yeah. Oh, the doors are open.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think you have to get the lock sorted out, Thomas.
You get out this end. I get out this end.
You can't keep driving along the road when the doors keep swinging open, can we?
No.
Luckily, there's nothing in the back of the post lorry. Are we going somewhere to pick up some parcels and letters?
Yes.
All right. Well, we must make sure when we get the parcels and letters in that the doors are securely closed. Right, shall I get out again?
Mm.
Right, down the steps.
But I just done one.
Oh, well, you should have said that before I got out. Right, back in the car. Up I get in. Oof.
Up I get.
Whoops.
Oh, you bashed my leg.
Well, I didn't see it on the floor, I fell over it.
Are you going to pick parcels up here? I need the doors open now.
You do, don't you? You're filling it with things, yes.
Letters now. It's letters. And that's it now.
Right.
I'm full up.
You're full up, are you?
Yeah. So I can sell it.
Right, Thomas, are we going to have some cereal? What would you like this morning?
It's driving slowly.
Pardon?
Driving slowly.
Driving slowly. Slowly, say it to me.
Slowly.
Slowly, that's right.
There's letters for you.
Thank you. That's quickly.
You want to get to home? You want to have a lift on the post lorry back home?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, I just tear my doors open.
There's quickly, which is fast, and there's slowly, which is slow. Just a second. Right, I'm in the driver's side. Just a second, let me walk around. Let me drive the post lorry. Right, I'm in. When we get home, shall we have some breakfast?
Yeah.
When we get home, shall we have some breakfast?
Yeah, you're home.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Let me give you a kiss before I get out.
Fine, okay.
Thank you for the lift. Bye-bye. See you again. In fact, would you like to come in for breakfast?
Yeah, please.
Right, okay, what would you like?
Cereal bar.
A cereal bar?
Yeah.
All right, I've got cereal bars. I think the children over the road are going to school. Oh, no, not. It's not school now, is it? Is it half term? I get confused.
Hi, And
it's half term.
You know what the train robber did?
Yes.
Look, me and Ollie, he hopped in a drive.
Oh, did he? Now, which one would you like, a Frosties or a Cocoa Pops?
Cocoa Pops.
I think those children are going out for a day out, don't you? They haven't got school uniforms on. I think it's half term. I get very mixed up. We've had a lot of funny things happening.
No, that wheel's broken. That wheel's broken, Mummy. Look at the post, Mummy. Because you got a back poorly wheel.
How's the reason? Is that what you like?
Yeah.
I bet you drank a kiss on.
That don't be.
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's having Coke for breakfast, Thomas.
Yes, I'm on a diet.
Well, if you're on a diet, Coke's the last thing you need. I don't know. You say some funny things. Where do you think Liam and Georgia are going to today?
What, Georgia?
Well, over the road. Two children.
I don't know.
Perhaps they're going to the zoo. You went to the zoo, but you were only very young. I don't think you'll remember it, do you?
No, I don't. Last night, a man left me up and pressed a button and the rubbish went up.
Oh, well, that wasn't last night, that was ages ago, wasn't it? But yes. Was that with Grandad?
Yeah.
You went outside and watched the rubbish man, didn't you? And did the man lift you up, or was it Grandad that lifted you up?
Oh, just the man.
Did he?
Well, just the man. This my arbor's a button.
Did you?
Button.
Button.
And the rubbish went up.
That's right. Well, our dustbinware is looking a bit different from the one that we see on Friday, isn't it? Because we still have bin bags around here, so the dustbin men throw all the dustbin bags into the back of the dustbin line, don't they? And then when it looks fairly full, they press a button and it goes and it crushes all the bags and pushes them right into the machine so that when they drive along the road, they've got room for the next lot of bags. But when we go into Disbury on a Friday, say we're going to Ben the Drum Time, then we see the red dustbin lorry, don't we? I'm just checking this microphone, Thomas, because it doesn't look as if... I don't know what's the matter with this, because we had... Oh, yes, it is working. It's just I couldn't see it. So we put a new battery in it last night, didn't we? In Didsbury, they have wheelie bins, don't they? We see all the wheelie bins lined up at the side of the pavement, and they are red dustbin lorry. What colour's ours?
Blue.
No, what colour's our dustbin lorry?
Brown.
Green and white, isn't he?
Yeah.
And they come along with the red dustbin lorry in Didsbury and they put two wheelie bins on the back and they press a button and the bins lift right off the ground and tip the contents into the bin and then they're lowered down and taken off and wheeled back onto the pavement, aren't they?
They got wheels. Last night, little granddad's, I pulled them back.
Did you?
Yeah. I go backwards.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, right, of course, Grandad's got a wheelie bin now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'd forgotten you'd done that. I'm going to try these this morning. We used to have these a long while ago. Fruity mix. Oh, you can try one if you like. We've got little nuts in, that's the only thing. Would you like to try one?
Oh, I don't smell of it. It's not smell nice.
Smells fine. just call my computer to you. The dustbin men who collect the bins here are nice to you, aren't they? They look out for you now, way especially, don't they?
Yeah. At summertime, they don't.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. At summer.
Summertime, they don't. Why not in summer?
Because. I'm not a bad, I'm a baby. He doesn't like me. I'm a baby.
Who doesn't like you when you're a baby?
A dustbin man.
But you're not a baby, Thomas.
Yes, I am. Mummy's baby.
Well, your mummy's baby, yes. You're always your mummy's baby, aren't you? You're a little boy now, Thomas. You're going into a big boy, aren't you? Everybody we meet says, oh, isn't he big? But you're only a little boy, Thomas. You're not even at school yet, are you? Oh, gosh, I bet you won't quite as many as that. Put some back. How's that?
Love you, blackcurrant.
You love the blackcurrant, do you?
Yes, so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm eating these little cereals this morning, Thomas. When you were a baby, so late, you'd be about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months old. You used to like Weetabix. In fact, you still like Weetabix, don't you?
Daddy?
You like Weetabix?
Oh, sure. I want a Weetabix. They got them there.
Well, these are like tiny Weetabix. But they've got fruit in them. Mm. Like to try one?
No. Okay.
Very nice. You haven't eaten all of your cereal, Pop.
Oh, there's Chicky Chick Chick.
Chicky Chick Chick, good, eh?
Now we got Chick Chicks.
Can you see these lilies behind you, Thomas? These pink lilies in the pot. These big tall flowers. Mm. They're just opening, aren't they?
Starting to grow.
They are. They've been in buds a long time and they're just turning pink, aren't they? Two of them at the front here are opening. Stargazer lilies, they're called.
Yeah.
Smell really strong. What do you think Birdie's been doing while she's been out?
Spotting for sweeties.
She's been doing what?
Spotting for buzzy bees.
Spotting for buzzy bees? Looking for bees, do you mean?
Mm.
Hello, Puss. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Birdie's talking to us as well. Okay, Puss.
Fluff, fluff.
Little fluffy fluff, fluff. Thomas is coming out with all these names for you, Bernie.
This is a naughty camel in here. Guys, naughty Thomas. This was a foot one. Naughty the moon. Naughty Thomas. Naughty Bernie.
You're talking into the back of your post, Lauren. You're saying everybody's naughty. Why is everybody naughty?
Because... You will spoil my holiday.
Who spoiled your holiday?
Mummy.
What do you mean?
Because I don't love you.
I'm spoiling your holiday because you don't love me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Who said that to you?
the van.
Oh, it's a postman outside. Who said that to you, that you're spoiling the holiday?
Mrs. Blackford.
Mrs. Blackford?
Yeah.
At nursery?
Mm.
Well, I don't understand that. Because when you're at nursery, you're not on holiday, are you? Did she really say that to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I like you.
Whether to believe you or not, because you told me something else Mrs. Blackford had said and she hadn't.
Chocolate numbers!
Chocolate numbers, what?
There, in a box.
And they're chocolate letters. It says Cocoa Pops.
What shall I eat in the roller?
Oh, that's the rest of your cereal bowl. That tastes of chocolate. It says Kellogg's Cocoa Pops cereal and milk bars.
Yum.
Yum, yum.
Let's eat it up quick before Daddy comes.
That's right, you eat it up quick before Daddy comes. What do you think the parcel force lorry is doing outside the van?
Just bumping along.
Bumping along?
Yeah.
Not really bumping along, is it? It's just sitting still.
For mangoes.
Where do you think the man's gone? He has to be delivering something to somebody somewhere.
Oh, he's there!
Oh, right. So he's been to Stephen's house, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Stephen's just gone out with the children, hasn't he? So I don't think the man would have found anybody at home. We'll have to come back later, we'll have to keep watching.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh! Gosh, that's a big parcel.
It's Coco's! Yeah?
Looks like a roll of carpet, doesn't it?
Yeah. Three for us.
I don't think we've ordered any carpet, Thomas. I don't think it was really a carpet, more like a rug, wasn't it, a mat?
To what with your big tongue.
That's right.
Oh, he's gone!
He's
gone.
He's driven past, right, he's gone.
Oh.
What's the matter? Why are you putting your face?
Dada wants a parcel to deliver from that van.
Did you? Do you want him to bring a van, a parcel to you from his van?
Yeah. Come back! You said thing!
Thomas!
Come back!
Shout.
Come back, silly postman!
He's not silly, he didn't come here because he did nothing for us.
Aww! Oh. It's silly postman.
Very quiet now, isn't it?
It's more like playing hide and seek.
It is. Oh, do you remember playing hide and seek last night?
Yeah. So we do that again. So we do it again.
We can do it again sometime. We never did read the story of Wibbly Pig, did we?
No, what for?
Well, because we were too busy doing other things and then Daddy came in with the shopping.
Woo, 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 woo.
And then it was bath time, about time.
Yeah. I cried.
Why did you cry?
I didn't have the bush.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't have the bush.
I can't tell what you're saying. I can't even remember you crying. Why did you cry?
It's a parcel for this TNT lorry.
It's a parcel for the TNT lorry?
What?
I can't remember you crying. It's all about anything, Thomas, yesterday. You're a very good boy, actually. Thank you.
I think you've
cried more when you were smaller because
before
you learn to talk properly, you get very frustrated when you're trying to tell me things. When you were trying to ask for things and tell me what you wanted, I couldn't understand because you weren't talking, and that's when you used to get a bit frustrated, you used to cry. And now you can say, "Mummy, please may I have," or "Mummy, I want," or "Mummy, look at this." But I know what you're wanting now.
Mmm.
Well, so we're going to have some toast. We enjoyed that toast yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, I want it. Tomorrow. Yeah. Down, touch. There's a very delicate.
What's very delicate?
Mmm.
A loaf of bread?
Yeah. Ah! Don't touch it!
I've got to touch it to put it in the toaster.
Yes.
Look what I found here.
What?
Some money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can put that in the back of your poster. Just let me wipe the table, then we don't get bits of cereal. Have you had enough cereal, Bar? You've eaten all that. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Would you like another one?
No, thanks.
But the one was enough, was it? You've done very well, so you're eating that. Good boy. Peggy, are you all right, sweetheart? Yes? Peggy? Oh, she looks a bit tired, doesn't she?
She does.
Hello. Just sitting there. On the right side. I'd like to see more food. She's waiting patiently for her breakfast, don't you?
I want to get down and watch some CBC on choice.
Do you?
Yes. I'm making a sack of my money.
We've not finished our breakfast yet.
They are chicks. That's
us. She did a little dance then, didn't she?
Yeah.
She looked like she was going to start eating her food, and then she decided to eat from the other side of the plate, and she hopped over the plate, didn't she?
Yes.
That's a funny thing to do.
Like, hop.
She did, she hopped, didn't she?
Hop. I'm curded now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You hopping?
Mummy, this is a funny hot tub. Purdy to end it. I'm purdy.
She's enjoying that,
isn't she? I'm a pig.
Aren't you? Making pig noises.
This is funny time. I'm purring.
You're grunting like a pig, aren't you?
Till ginger butters comes. Like.
What's she saying about ginger batters, babe? Oh, don't put money in your mouth.
Please get down.
Not yet, we've got to have our toast.
I want a woman. I want to get down and play.
No, you've got some things at the table.
What if they want those toys? I want lots of toys.
You've just got to wait a few
minutes. Oh, it's not nice to tell that.
Is it not?
No, it's not. Look.
What's so funny? Oh, gosh, you lay the post down on its side.
With money.
And you've put some money on the wheels. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. See, you put it on there.
No.
You put it there.
You know.
Wee, 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 wee. Wee, wee, wee. Cut, 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 cut,
put the money, it tips down. Then put the money in there and tips down.
Yes.
Thank you. With more money.
I'll see if I can find some more. Just let me give you these tails. What happened to all that money that was on the side earlier on?
I don't know.
Did you have it last night?
Yeah. We're trying to get the money out of here.
With one deer.
Oh, I can't get this out. Ow. I'm going to get it out.
You got stuck. Oh dear, it has, hasn't it? No, don't put it down there, Thomas, because it's not meant to go down there. I'll have to get a spoon or something just to give it a bit of a prod.
Yes.
There we are. Oh gosh, no wonder it was stuck. You put 3 coins down. Yeah. There are 4 there.
Thank you.
Have you dropped one? Because I thought there were 4 to start with. I've just given you an extra one. Have you dropped one, Thomas?
Okay. No!
No?
I don't like that.
Well, we haven't had toast for a while, and yesterday I made myself some and you wanted some. And you ate it all up and then wanted more and said you really enjoyed it. Well, what are you going to eat? You can't just have a cereal, huh?
But I'm not hungry anymore.
How about an apple? Would you like an apple? Thomas?
Am I?
Would you like an apple?
Hello, I come down here.
Excuse me, I'm speaking to you. Would you like an apple? Thomas?
Not say Thomas.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Thomas, please, would you tell me if you'd like an apple?
No, I won't.
Well, would you like an apple?
No.
What do you say?
Nothing.
You say no thank you if you don't want something.
Oh, I got one.
Thomas?
Down here.
What do you say? You're not talking to me now. You don't want to talk to me. That's all right. Enjoy the rest of my breakfast in peace, won't you?
Don't know too much.
Why?
Because I don't love you.
Oh dear.
You're going to find me a big money now. A coin.
A coin?
A big coin I want. It's gone down there.
Well, what do you say?
No thanks. No thanks, really.
No thanks, who?
Hello, Minnie.
Minnie? Millie?
Yeah.
Who's Millie?
And in story time, everybody calls Millie.
Oh. Are you talking about nursery?
Yes.
Who's Millie?
Miss Blackford's friend called Millie.
Mrs. Blackford's friend's called Millie?
Yeah.
All right.
Millie Zoe.
Millie Zoe?
Yeah.
Top nose. Mrs. Platford's daughter's called Zoe. She works at the playgroup, doesn't she, at nursery? But who's Millie?
Little Dozy. Yeah. Little Dozy Dumpling.
Yes. Who went to sleep at nursery the other day? You were telling me about somebody who'd gone to sleep.
Charlotte
or Kira?
Kira.
Kira
didn't. I didn't.
Who was it? Somebody went to sleep because you came back last week and told me somebody gone to sleep and you were all shouting the name and saying, wake up.
It's Messy
Louie. Messy Louie?
Yeah.
Messy Louie's the little boy that always gets in a mess when he's painting. That's why Mrs. Platford calls him Messy Louie, doesn't she?
Yeah. It's Charlotte, actually.
Mm. Oh, we know Charlotte now, don't we? Do you like Charlotte?
No, I don't.
Don't you? She likes you. I'll tell you who really does like you. Becky. Joe's little girl, Becky. She sees you and she's, oh, she gets all excited, doesn't she? She smiles and laughs.
Yeah.
We like Becky, don't we?
We don't like Sutty's tummy.
We don't like Sutty's tummy?
Yep.
Don't put those near your mouth. Well, Sutty's Becky's dog. Who's this man?
No. Oh, it's a vet.
A vet?
Yes.
What's the vet doing here?
Checking his car.
I don't think a vet would have pulled onto our drive just to check his car, do you?
Oh, this is a vet. What's going around my car?
I think he might be going to see Fred and Rachel next door. I think he's just parked his car here by mistake. Because he's not come to our house, has he? And we're not expecting anybody.
Yes, we are.
Who are we expecting?
Mummy.
Mummy? What about Grandma and Grandad? No.
Mummy.
Well, who will look after you when I go to work?
Daddy?
But Daddy's gone to work. You're going to stay on your own with Purdy?
Mm.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? What would you do all day?
Cuddle Purdy.
Cuddle her? Mm. All day long you and Purdy would cuddle, would you? That's nice. And what would happen when you wanted feeding?
Say, Mummy!
Oh, but what if Mummy wasn't there?
I call Daddy!
But Daddy wouldn't be there. Daddy would be at work.
Be upset.
You would be upset, wouldn't you?
I did it on my own.
Would you? What would you make?
Jam sandwiches.
Jam sandwiches?
Mm.
Oh gosh, do you know where the bread is?
Yeah. And make it for Purdy.
You'd make Purdy a jam sandwich as well?
Mm.
Well, that's nice.
And one for me.
And one for you. How nice. Well, I tell you what, why don't you eat this now? And then you wouldn't have to make quite so many sandwiches at lunchtime because you wouldn't be so hungry.
Cousin.
How would you make a jam sandwich? Would you put butter on the bread?
No, Purdy doesn't like butter.
Doesn't she? Yeah. Oh, right. So you just get bread and put jam on it?
Yeah.
And would you cut them into fancy shapes?
Yeah.
What sort of shapes?
Swimming pool shapes?
Yeah. Well, a slice of bread looks like a square swimming pool, doesn't it? Do you remember at Christmas, Mummy used to cut your sandwiches into fancy shapes because you used to like them? We used a teddy bear cut it, didn't we, sometimes? Mm. And then at Christmas we had, what did we have at Christmas? Holly leaves?
No, holly berries.
Holly berries. I think it was the shape of a prickly holly leaf, wasn't it? And Christmas trees, do you remember?
Yeah.
And we had a snowman cutter and a Father Christmas cutter. Actually, Thomas, it won't be that long till Christmas. Because it's June now.
Yeah.
Lost the day. I don't quite know what date it is in June. In about 6 months and a week, something like that, it will be Christmas again. But long before 6 months and a week, by 6 months, we'll be talking about Christmas again. Oh, you'll be at nursery then. Yeah.
We'll be upset.
You'll be upset? I hope you won't be upset. You'll be going to the nursery that Ben goes to every morning. And?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll do lots of things to do with Christmas there, don't you? You singing?
Yes.
What are you singing?
La 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 la. La 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 la.
The la 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 song?
Yeah. La la. I think.
Do you remember any of the songs we used to sing at Christmas?
Yeah.
You're going to sing something for me?
Long to wait for a lorry coming. Wait for a lorry coming.
What's that, the wait for the lorry coming song? You just made that one up? I thought so.
La 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 la. Pinch, pinch, pinch.
Oh, come on.
La 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 la. My son read.
Is that your drink that fell on the floor?
Yes.
Oh dear. Oh, I'm enjoying that cup of tea. Oops, the daisies, Daddy. Would you like to help you? Oh, good boy. Well done. Where did your drink go to? Oh, it's gone under the table. I think Fergie's ready to come in again, look.
Who did that?
Who did what, though?
Who did shut the door?
Oh, I shut the door. After she'd gone out. No point keeping it open, was there? Would you like to come back in, please? No, she just wants to sit out, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, she's happy outside. It's good for her to be out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think she likes it on that mat because she's got a bowl of water. She's thirsty. And she can be outside if she likes, but she can look through the glass like she's doing now and keep an eye on us, can't she?
Don't fall down.
She's watching us. She mustn't do anything naughty, otherwise Purdy will see and she'll tell Daddy when he comes home. Oh dear, have you got marmalade on your sleeve?
Yeah.
Never mind. You going to lick it off?
No.
She's settled down now, look on the doormat.
We're going to go on a rock turn now.
Pardon?
I ripped the floor.
Sorry, I can't tell what you're saying.
I'm going to watch Purdy's fur going.
You want to watch Purdy's fur going?
Yeah.
Going where?
Going to Scotland.
Going to where?
To Scotland. Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah.
Who do you know that's gone to Scotland?
Purdy.
Purdy? No, she hasn't. She's now, look.
No, not. That's gingerbread.
Thomas, what on earth are you having for breakfast this morning? There you are.
What a mess, mummy.
Pardon?
Messy mummy.
Messy mummy? You're the one that dropped it.
No, I didn't. You did.
I just picked it up.
You didn't.
You see, you've done what you did yesterday. You've eaten nearly all that toast, haven't you? Is it nice?
No.
No, that's why you're eating it.
Oh, ginger butter. Hello, Linda.
Pardon?
Linda.
Linda?
Yes.
Where's Linda?
Linda's over there.
Is she? I think Linda's away for a few days, isn't she?
Mm.
It should be back soon.
Back tomorrow.
Think she's back tomorrow? I think she might be back on Saturday. Or Sunday, I can't remember now.
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Can you remember the days of the week?
1, 2, 3.
There are 7 days of the week.
Yeah, and then come back.
Monday. What comes after Monday?
Tuesday.
Well done. Excuse me, what comes after Tuesday? Tuesday. What comes after Tuesday?
Friday.
No. Friday is not a day, Thomas. Monday, Tuesday.
Friday.
Friday, you're trying to say. No, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday.
No, Saturday, Monday, Saturday.
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
No, da-da-da.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday are days of the week. And Saturday and Sunday are the weekend. Thomas, don't kick that, please. Can you remember the song that they taught us on play days? Or whatever it was called. It wasn't play day, it was something else.
Play days. 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
What's that, the address and the postcode of CBC on Choice?
Yeah.
Is that where you send all the birthday cards to?
Yeah.
Tell me again, what is it?
CBC on Choice.
CBC on Choice.
PO Box 4567.
London W12 6AA.
Yeah.
Wow. Birdie can say it, can she, as well? She's clever, isn't she?
Yeah.
See, BBC on...
Hold on the spin thing.
Would you like some more toast?
No, the spin lady.
What else would you like? Excuse you, what do you say? Pardon me, excuse me, please. No, don't, Thomas, don't do that with your dirty plate. Shall I give your hands a wipe? What would you like to eat now?
Nothing.
Nothing else?
No.
No fruit?
No.
Apple? Strawberry?
Strawberry.
Would you like a strawberry?
Strawberry milk, please. I want an Easter egg as well.
An Easter egg?
It's ready in the pot.
We have actually got Easter eggs left. Tell you what,
but there's one left.
There's quite a few Easter eggs left because you've not been eating them very quickly, have you, this year?
I want to eat them.
Do you know why you've not been eating them very quickly? Because Daddy's on a diet and Daddy hasn't been helping. Right, I'll wash the strawberries. They look nice, don't they? Well, guess where they're from? Scotland. It's a Scottish strawberries. That's funny because you're just talking about Scotland, weren't you?
Strawberries!
Yum. Yummy, yummy, oh, they smell. Nice.
Can I smell?
I certainly can. Nice smelling strawberries, aren't they? Right, I'll just give them a quick wash.
Before you get damp. Before you get cold.
I don't think they're going to get any cold, Thomas.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Our man is gone.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he must not have been coming here, must he?
It's Ryan's car. It's James's car. What is that?
Brian and Linda's car, Ryan, huh?
Yeah.
Really? So, slicey strawberries.
Yum yum. Oh, he's back again!
Is he?
Yes.
Can't make his mind up, can he?
It's Brian's. No, it's Fred and Rachel. Fred.
Fred and Rachel.
Fred's car.
Is it? Right, I'll just get some bone to put those in.
Need.
And then.
Yes.
because I need one. My sweetie boy. And my sweetie boy.
Yes, I'm just wondering what's happening at Sid.
Nothing.
Looks like somebody's done something to the gate. It's all propped up. Oh, I know what it'll be. Sue next door is having some work done in the garden. But they probably just lent some of the fence posts up against Sue's house.
About a swimming pool they're going to make.
Oh, no, they're not. She was only joking about that, Thomas. No. No, they're having... Do you remember when Roy, the builder, dug a really, really big hole in our front garden and put some drains in to stop the path flooding? You were only very young at the time, but you used to look forward to him coming every day. He had to dig really deep into the garden to put the drains in, and that's what Sue's having done under the road, Susan. They're digging up all the back garden to put some land drains in, and it looks like a big hole, and because it's rained, it's full of water. And she was only joking when she said she was making a swimming pool. She's not really telling us. They're going to fill all the earth back in, yeah, and then put the paling flags back down.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no, a grass.
Pardon?
A grass,
yes. Well, they put paving slabs and grass. She put the paving stones back on the patio. Because we went to see her last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
She's nice, isn't she?
Need Baba builder. Need a digger.
Yes, well, I'm sure they've got all sorts of equipment coming. But Sue said you must come in again for a drink, didn't she, to you? Mm. She wants you to go and have a drink with her, doesn't she?
Yeah, and Mummy.
Mm. Well, if you go, I'll probably go as well. But Susan, who we saw last night, was Sue's friend, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And we used to know her just to say hello to and wave and have a quick chat about the dog and about you. Yeah. But since Sue's died, we've got to know her very well, haven't we?
Yeah.
She's nice. Those strawberries good, Thomas?
Yeah. I want more.
Well, what do you say?
This be mum.
This be's mum.
Yeah.
Very big one there. Shall we do that one?
Yeah.
Do that one.
Yum.
Yum, this one.
That's the big one.
Which one?
That one.
This one?
No, that one.
Where?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Is that the one you meant?
Yeah.
We'll do one more. Whoops!
Oh, dropped it.
Oh dear, dear, where's it gone? Lost it. I can't see it, Tom. I better find it because if we stand on a strawberry. Oh, it's under your chair. It'll make a really soggy mess, won't it?
Another strawberry!
Hello!
Hello, strawberry!
Hello, strawberry, we found you. So wash these.
I wash you. See me try to do you. Oh look. Oh my fat business. Come in there.
So I'll just put them to drain a few minutes on that kitchen paper, look.
No more.
Wait.
Ah.
You're pinching strawberries. I saw you. I'll take my glasses off to wipe them, but I can still see. Oi, oi, oi. Cheeky. Right, no strawberries now for Thomas. I think I'll eat all these.
I'm going to eat them all up.
I don't think so.
I'm going to eat them.
You mustn't eat too many because they make your tummy a bit upset, don't they?
Okay. Eat them slowly.
Eat them slowly, well, it doesn't matter how quickly or slowly you eat them. If you've had too many, then your tummy will be sore. Right, okay, then you have those and I'll have these two.
Yeah.
How's that? Don't eat them too quickly then, Thomas, because they will. Do you remember that day you ate them very quickly? What happened?
Don't know.
You felt sick, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that was silly. These are nice, aren't they? Lovely strawberries from Scotland.
He wants some cherries. Do I want some cherries?
No, not when you've had all these strawberries, Thomas. It'll upset your tummy. Have cherries later.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
I like you eating fruit, but I don't want you to have too much.
I need it big one slowly.
No, it doesn't matter. If your tummy's got too much fruit in, it might upset it. You've been a good boy with your potty, haven't you? They are nice. It's all the little leaves and stalks.
And pips.
They don't really get pips. You get little seeds in strawberries. Can you see on the... Look, can you see all those on the red skin? They're all little seeds. Not pips like you get in apples or oranges, are they? Every strawberry has a little pip. Well, lots of little pips and seeds.
Can I eat them?
You eat them, yes. But things like apples and oranges that have big pips in them, they'd eat those.
Yeah.
And some of the grapes, you have seeds, pips, don't you? And other grapes you don't. It just depends on the type. Yeah. Right, I should put the lids back on jam and marmalade and they can go back in the fridge. Mm. And then I think it's time.
Yeah.
To get dressed, don't you?
Who's on for television?
No, it's not on television, Thomas, you know. You watch Teletubbies and Tweenies. The Teletubbies don't start till 10 o'clock, do they? Chapleau looks a bit of a mess, doesn't it? I think it's some of Purdy's food that's got on the floor.
Are you straight there? Where do I get down?
You want to get down?
Yeah. White wipe!
You don't enjoy strawberries, Thomas?
Because I do! Birds! Naughty cat! Because you swallow my strawberries so much!
You're telling Birdie she's a naughty cat?
Yes, because Birdie is one of my strawberries.
He's done what?
Sausages.
Sausages?
No, sausages.
Can't tell what you're saying.
Everybody buy the sausage. Everybody mix it round and make it into sausage.
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about ants.
Ants?
Ant. Ah. I mixed up with ants and turned it like this.
Sounds disgusting if you mix it with ants. Do you mean ants? Those little crawly, creepy, crawly things we saw on the pavement?
Yes.
If they get in you, they'll bite you. Little ants. Ants in your pants, by your bottom.
Just in your bottom and tickled you.
It would if you get on your feet. We were standing yesterday talking to that gentleman and lots of ants running around, weren't they?
Okay.
If it got onto us. Ooh, they don't half bite. Horrible little things. They're very, very busy ants. They're always busy building. That's why there's so many of them.
I put a picture in an umbrella on a tray.
You were, weren't you? Yes, you'd taken the umbrella with us. You didn't need it, it wasn't raining, but you were just bashing it around the place, weren't you? And then you realised that you were hitting the hedge. When I looked at the hedge, it was covered in bees. So I had to stop doing that, because if you upset the bees, they'll sting you. And bees are mice, really, Thomas. If you upset them, they'll sting you and it will hurt.
Oh, Curly, why can windows?
Yeah, I think she's tapping the window, trying to get in, isn't she?
Yeah, Curly, can't get in. Stay out of me and that.
Don't shout at Purdy. She wants to come in, she can come in, but she's got to wait a minute while I wait your hands.
No, you can't.
But listen.
Then stay out for one day.
Bees make honey. Bees collect pollen from the flowers. And they make honey. And when you enjoy honey loops for breakfast, all the honey on that cereal has been made by buzzy bees. So you must never upset bees, because they're working very hard to make nice honey for you. And if you do upset them, they'll sting you. And then you'll wish you hadn't. Wasps are a bit different. Wasps sting you. But wasps don't make honey. They just fly around and buzz.
I can mark on my panty line.
What sort of mark?
A finger mark.
Oh, you dirty birdie. Come on. Let's wipe you on the hand, please.
No, you go. No, just.
I'll wipe your face instead, then. You mock dog.
Mock dog.
Mock tub.
Oh, mock tub.
Mock tub. Can't you?
Can you let down?
So it's like Purdy in the game.
Do I still get those shoes?
What did you do then?
Nothing.
What have you done?
Nothing. Nothing, Mummy.
Excuse me.
Nothing.
I think you've done something, because my back was turned and when I turned around you moved very quickly and you looked guilty. What were you doing?
Nothing!
Nothing? Whew. Can you remember that song about the days of the week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that makes a week.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want to drink your orange, thank you. What have you done to your orange? You've done something, haven't you? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that makes a week.
Yeah.
The song again?
Yeah.
And if I sing it, will you remember what it, the words are? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday. That makes a week. What do we do on Mondays? What do we do on Tuesdays? Where do we go on Tuesdays? Toddler group in the morning, nursery group in the afternoon. What about Wednesdays?
Did it again.
Today's Wednesday. Mummy goes to work on Wednesdays, doesn't she? What about Thursday? Is it nursery again on Thursday?
Tickle!
Nursery on Thursday?
That's four.
And what about Friday? Music time in the morning and a beehive in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, have a try.
No, thank you. I've got
so
my cup of tea.
When the water off?
What about Saturdays and Sundays?
When the water off?
Thomas! Naughty. Naughty. That was naughty. That was very, very naughty. Wasn't it? Are you sorry?
No.
You're not having it back? No, it's all right looking like that. You don't tip orange juice onto my legs.
Yeah.
No, it's dirty.
No, it's not.
Well, I hope the next time you're thirsty, you'll realise where the juice has gone to when you want it.
Tickle.
Listen, what do we do on Thursdays? Do you go swimming with... it's not Thursday, Saturday. Do you go swimming with Daddy sometimes?
No, I don't.
Oh, right. And what about Sundays? What do you do on Sundays?
Oh, it's been raining.
Has it? Has it been raining? It's dry now, isn't it?
No, there's like a spot.
You can see raindrops on the chairs, can't you?
We'll play.
Pardon?
I'm lay on the grass.
No, not if it's been wet. Oh, stop very silly. Daft. I think you're daft this one. Oh, that was a nice kiss.
This is very good. That's my kiss.
Where's all the coins that you had in the back of the postcard?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at this end.
Yes.
You're a driver.
You're at this end and I'm the driver?
Yeah.
Do you think that's wise when you're driving a big post lorry?
Yeah.
Do you think I'll manage to get it turned around the corners?
Oh no, said the driver. Wash and get out again. Silly door.
And you cross with the doors because they won't keep closed?
No. Stand still, doors. I'm the lorry driver.
Am I the lorry driver now? Okay, open the cab door. In I get.
You're talking about Sue's.
Pardon?
Talking about Sue's died.
You're talking about Sue's died?
Yeah. And you hopped out.
Yes.
And I hopped out.
So we're both out, are we?
Yeah.
What are we going to do now we're both out?
Get some chips.
Get some chips? Oh, I see.
And eat them in the lorry.
Oh, that's a good idea. Is that what we're doing for lunch?
Two chips, please.
There you are. Would you like salt and vinegar, sir?
No, thanks.
Okay, there's two portions of chips. That will be £1, please.
Thanks
so much.
There you go.
Thank you. Goodbye, enjoy your chips.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, so we're going to eat the chips in the cab?
Yeah.
That's nice. Mmm. They taste good, don't they?
They are pink.
What about the drink?
Oh, no.
Do you not think they'll be thirsty after all eating all those chips?
But I got some water in my lorry.
Have you? Oh, that's all right. As long as we've got water in the lorry, we'll be fine, won't we?
I open the door. I shut the door. Off I go. Oh, no, silly door. You just open it and I shut. Mummy?
Yeah. I think we'd better go to the garage, actually, don't you? And see if they can fix these doors.
Yeah.
It's a bit dangerous driving along on the roads with the door swinging open.
I stand and shut. I open and shut.
Ooh, it's opening and closing on its own, isn't it? Let's see. Look. The why. It's possibly been dropped a few times. Let me just have a look in there. I think that's the way it is now, Thomas, don't you?
Yeah.
Never mind.
You're going away.